I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Like us on Facebook, tell your friends, and share us with everyone. This is an exciting new network that will feature podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. Now please sit back and enjoy Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week, this is the place you go to when you want to learn the latest when it comes to anything out of the ordinary, from shadow people to Hat Man. Hello, over in my corner. UFOs to Bigfoot. I don't care if Bigfoot is throwing rocks at your car as you drive by. This is where you'll hear these personal stories, because I always invite you, the listener, to go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com, for those of you who do not know how to spell my name, and tell me your stories. Write out the details, as much detail as you would like. If you have drawings, if you have pictures, send those too to HeidiHollis@gmail.com, because I love all of it, and it really helps to paint a picture. On this program, we try to pick it apart, break it down, see the patterns, and just have a conversation, because, man, if you are like me or anybody else who's experienced something out of the ordinary, it shakes up your reality. It really does. And it is not easy to keep going forward with it. So I think this is my favorite type of show, because we're going to do it today. We're going to have the Outlandish Corner, where we're answering nothing but your emails. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do that. Because, man, it's been piling up, and I got to get to them. You guys have a lot of need out there, and that is my whole purpose, is to try to create a bridge and understanding, and also some remedies. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes it just feels so bleak. It just feels like nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to work to get out of a haunting or something being really dark that seems to have cursed your life, or even just seeing UFOs, you know, having alien abductions. And I say even if, as if that's nothing. That's a big something. It shakes up a lot of people's worlds when they have seen something like that. And boy, and For those of you who do not know, I don't sit here and try to read through these emails and figure it out what I'm going to say. No, you experience it right alongside of me. And so we just venture together. So without further delay, I'm digging into your emails right now. And I never know what's going to happen. I don't know the patterns. I don't know what's going to be revealed. But it is always enlightening. And I do try to get to the big and the small emails. And of course, like I just said, the bigger the better. All right. Okay. This one, first one that pops up, this one says, hi. Hey, what's going on? I was just listening to you on Coast to Coast AM. Okay. All right. I haven't seen the Hat Man. Good for you. But I have seen shadow people. Lots of them, ranging from maybe 1.5 foot up to probably 9 feet. 9 feet. That's crazy. That's huge. And I've never felt anything negative or positive. Okay. More of a feeling of, I don't understand what they're saying here. Oh my goodness, he is something me. I don't know what that means. It's like, I don't know. Maybe it was a stance for something. I don't get it. I have had sleep paralysis for 30 years, off and on. And this one sticks with me. This one? I'm not following. I have to say, you guys, if you can, please check your emails. So sometimes, I mean, we miss a whole big chunk of things sometimes because I can't figure out. I mean, there are three S's. S-S-S-E-N. What is that? What is that? I don't know what that stands for. I don't know. So, yeah, you know, just even when before I send out a text message, I read it. You know, you don't want to put the wrong message out there. So I have no idea. This one sticks with you. Okay. All right. I wish I knew which one it was. You're saying shadow people. But is this a certain looking one? I mean, I don't know. And then this person continues, I could only move my eyes. I could hear a party that was going on. Music and talking and laughing. Okay. I had a feeling that something was coming up the stairs, getting closer and closer. I was so scared, I literally thought I was going to die of fear. And then all of a sudden, I sat up, bolted upright. Still screaming. Advice for sufferers. Never go straight back to sleep right away. I have an ended back in the same state of fear. Regards, Paul. Okay, all right. I'm going to do my best to decipher this, Paul. Huh. Okay, you haven't seen the Hat Man. But you have seen shadow people that have been tiny, up to 9 feet. Okay, I have heard of. Usually huge, hulking like that. The first one that I saw was huge, like that. Yeah, absolutely hulking over me, and I call it the head and shoulder shadow. The ones that get that big, and they can have the glowing, slanted red eyes. Just disgusting. But they're not actually people, you know. You could kind of see through them. You could kind of tell that they're able to shapeshift, you know. Never having been people actually before. Okay, but I'm trying to understand what you're saying here. You never felt anything negative or positive. Okay, never experienced anything negative or positive. A lot of times, people just like they see something. Of course, it freaks them out. So that is a fear reaction, right? But you're talking about the oozy feelings that come off from these things, right? It scares a lot out of people. Let's just put it that way. But I haven't heard, you know what? That's interesting. I haven't heard of people saying, I felt protected or loved by shadow people. You know that? Just that really deceptive one, Hat Man. Do I sometimes hear that from people, but it's more rare. Some people try to make it seem like, no, this is pretty dominant out there. No, No, it's not. This is wild. I never really thought of that. Like, I've never had somebody say, wow, the shadow people comforted me. You know, these minions, like, they're not as tricky. They're not as tricky. All right. But you have more of a feeling of H-E-L-L, he, S-S, and me. I don't get that. I don't get that. And then to say, I've had sleep paralysis for over 30 years, off and on, and this one sticks with me. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm struggling, Paul. So it sounds like fear to me with the sleep paralysis. So you said that you haven't felt negative or positive. I'm doing my best to understand what you're talking about, but it does sound pretty negative to me because sleep paralysis is no fun. No bueno. I don't know anybody that's like, yay, I'm going to have another sleep paralysis moment. Seeing these things, I get where, you know, you didn't have the reaction to what you were seeing or feeling off from them, but the situation they put you in, that's not positive. Being frozen, no, that's horrible. That's a horrible situation to be placed in. So anybody that's been pinned down too long, you know, tickle fest or something, you know, you ever play with your sister or brother and just wrestling on the ground and they pin you and you're like, ah, and they tickle you to death. You know, even that's torture. It's like, okay, you know, what do you do with that? So this is not positive. So I kind of feeling that pretty straight off. But you're trying to give advice to sufferers to never go straight back to sleep, because when you did, you ended up in the same state of fear. You know, when I've been met with things, I generally, good or bad, I generally will get up, turn the lights on, walk around, and just put my hands on my hips, just take it in and try to understand what took place. And yeah, I mean, I did it once where I went straight back to sleep and something else popped in, you know, and I saw some crazy things at one point. But I get you. I get you. But, you know, Paul, I'm concerned about you having dealt with this for 30 years. You didn't ask, gee, what can I do about this? Would you like a remedy, Paul? Because I have one. I don't think this is a pleasant thing to deal with night after night. So I'm going to just tell you real quick, and, you know, maybe I could email you if you'd like. You could send me a message. I don't know. But you didn't ask for this. So, but I'm going to say, for somebody who's listening to this out there in the world, bless your space. Go through your entire property and bless your space. And what does that mean? Go to the top floor, go to the bottom floor. Actually, do the bottom floor first, basement, and then your top floor of your home, and main floor of your home is last. And you go to the furthest room on that floor. So it'd be the basement first. Get some holy water or spring water that you had out in the sunlight for a couple hours. And being Christian, I'm going to tell you the Christian method. I use a cross necklace and I'll dip it in the water. And I might just get my fingers wet and splash in the sign of the cross or something. Or I might just draw the sign of the cross in the corner of the room, the furthest corner from the door. And I'll say something brief, like, in Jesus' name, make anything negative go away. And I do it in between the corners. I do each window. I open up the closets and cabinets. I do each corner. I close the door to that closet. I bless it, close, go to the center of the room, do it again. And I have the door open the whole time that I'm doing this to that room, right? And then I step out and I close the door to that room after I've done every corner and everything. And then I do the same blessing on the door. And then I move to the next door and the next room until I make it to the stairs. And I bless my way all the way up the stairs or all the way down the stairs. And then I go to the main floor and I open up the door to the house as I bless that whole main floor and do a whole covering prayer. You know, nothing negative is allowed in here. In Jesus' name, have the whole family be involved. And then you close the door and seal it. And I wear that cross necklace for me always. So I hope this was helpful for you, Paul. I haven't shared that here for a while, but you guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll be right back.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio at Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. It is the Outlandish Corner, everybody, and we are digging into your emails, and boy, I have been slammed. I've got so many of them, and I want to get through them for and with you, and look at the patterns. And, you know, Paul shared an email that was interesting. I couldn't follow everything, but I hope that was helpful for you, Paul, and giving the blessing on how to clear these things out. I haven't given that detail in a while, so every so often I like to repeat it. So anybody who doesn't know, then I also welcome anybody who's having troubles like that to go to my Facebook group, which is Shadow People and Hat Man Experiencer group. And I have that blessing pinned there. And if you send me an email or whatever, send me a message, I will email it to you on this method of blessing and clearing out your home. Because it's heavily needed out there. And it works. Trust me. Been doing this for a while. And you know, I got to tell you guys also, go to my social media at one Heidi Hollis. That is on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of that. Always at one Heidi Hollis. Mm-hmm. And send me a message. I do respond. I try to. All right. Okay. I'm going to this next email. Okay. What is this here? It says, Dear Heidi, I wanted to share my story, and it can be shared on your podcast. Well, thank you so much. I was in middle school when this event happened. And to this day, I don't know what it is, what it was, and what the purpose was, and why me? We all ask that one. I was in my bedroom to get the feel for layout of my room I shared with a sibling. I had a bunk bed across, and I had an older big dresser with a mirror. And then in the corner by the door, a small three-shelved bookshelf. Okay, we got it. We got it. I was reading in my bed. And yes, I am a bookworm. Hey, I used to be too, until I started writing so many books. I still buy books, but I don't have the chance to read them as much. It's so frustrating. But anyways, okay. So bookworm, whether for fun or education, I heard a shuffle. Okay. I looked up and I saw nothing. I was like, must be my parents' cat that likes to come in and come and go. So I proceeded to read. And I hear the shuffle again, this certain noise. Oh my goodness. I look up and see a short figure about the size of a gnome. What? This is amazing. Okay, this is amazing, guys. It was black like a shadow, cat-like ears, hollow eyes. Oh, ew. Oh, this thing. Okay, I got nasty chills going down my spine off my rib cage right now. Hollow eyes, sharp, jagged teeth. And when he grinned, you can see them. Oh, this is bad. This is bad. I feel this. All of a sudden, it darted at me and vanished. Oh my gosh, this is terrible. I freaked and went looking or to find an explanation and got nothing. My sister walked in and says, "You look like you've seen a ghost." Because I had the wide eyes and a white as a sheet look. I said, "I don't know what I saw." And I described it to her. Oh my goodness. After that, I had paranormal experiences no matter where I went. Nothing but bad things, just things that I can't debunk. Okay, nothing bad, just things that I can't debunk. Okay, got it. So, the last couple of years, I got into the paranormal field. Not only to get an understanding of things, but to help others. Oh, that's cool. It's noble. So today, my sister finally told me she saw the same entity, but came out of the bathroom mirror. Come on now. Oh, come on. Come on. I got chills. Oh, this is crazy. And my cousin had seen something similar at his dad's house. What? And they say, what could this be? What is the purpose? And why me and some of my family? And there is no name on this one. Well. Okay. Well, anonymous person. Oh, hold on. Is there a name? Oh, is it Christina? Is it Christina? Never mind. I got a Christina here. So this is chilling. This is really chilling, guys. Okay. I have heard of these tiny, shadowy looking creatures, but they're very specific shapes. So it's not another form that shadow people come in. So that's not what we're dealing with here. This sounds like some of the fairies and little people back in the day. And it's fascinating to me because it's really rare that I get an email that's like this. And, why you guys, apparently there's some kind of, family linkage to these creatures, because it's not just in one part of the house and it's not just in one home either. So this is some kind of an acknowledgement along your bloodline. It sounds weird, but like Native Americans, you will hear some consistency with their stories. Like it didn't matter exactly where they were located. It was something that happened to Native Americans. It's just, and it's like in Europe, the fairies, they weren't cute. They had big teeth. They were nasty little creatures. I mean, nothing nothing really pleasant. So, gosh, you know, and I've had the people that have said they've seen these little things I don't know, maybe five or six in a home at a time. And it was always like, oh, they're tiny little shadow creatures. I'm like, no, those are not shadow creatures. Those are something else. And it's just like the 3 foot tall hooded shadow people have told me about. No, those are aliens. And these are some kind of little creature themselves. And, you know, I know I've mentioned here on this program at times about some of the run-ins that I have personally had with creatures that are just not typical. I don't mean aliens. I mean, I'm pretty sure I saw a gnome, and it was a tiny little person. If I had to guess the size, I mean, I don't know. Maybe at most it was a foot and a half, 2 feet, and it leaned over me. Looking at me, and it looked very much like Gollum from Lord of the Rings. I am not exaggerating. Color of its skin, the wispy hair on top. It was just so similar. Now, I've got a story of somebody that I knew that went down to Arizona on a vacation, and they were leaving their hotel, and they stepped out of the hotel, and they saw something in the bushes, and jumped back into their hotel room and waved their friend over, and they looked through the window and they watched this little person, itty bitty, foraging around a bush, and watched it, you know, absolutely just busy doing something and like tending to the bush and, you know, digging a little bit and patting down the dirt. And absolutely, and this is a, you know, really highly educated person that I know. I was like, wow, how incredible. And I've heard of others that have spoken of this. And when I was younger, I was so certain. I'm talking about, I remember being 5 years old, asking my sister repeatedly until she cried, because I was so certain of it, asking her if the little people made her. And she's like, what little people? What are you talking about? And I swear, I was very aware of these very tiny, like, people that came out of the cracks below the baseboard, you know, like I swear I'd see them there. And but they seem to tend to things and create things. And I'm like, I don't know, you know, it's like I see it in my head still, and like what that was. And they look just like people. But this sure the heck doesn't. I mean, what are we talking about here? It's like little cat people. I mean, what is this? But these might be the gnomes and the fairies that were rumored back in the day. You know, I've seen videos online, I'm sure you guys have too, where people are like, this is a little person. And we all question, oh, that's CGI, that's this, that's that. So if somebody's actually got this bit of information on film, we would never know, because we just doubt too much. And there's too many hoaxsters that really get a kick out of feeling important by fooling some people. And I don't get that, because it sets us back. It really does. It's kind of like that crop circle thing. There are magnificent crop circles being made all over the world, but a couple of dumb heads went out and with a plank board and, look, we're doing all of them for hundreds of years. Yeah, right. You know, so now everybody turns a blind eye when things are going on. So here is another situation. There is something in the family, and it's familiar with you. And I have heard of, in the Appalachian Mountains, there's been families that just know of the wee people, the little ones, and they just, it's just an acknowledgement. Like, they exist, we know it, that's their land, this is us. Native Americans had very similar thought about, that's their land, we're over here. We know that they're there, and it was just an acknowledgement. Same with the Bigfoot. You know, there's big ones and there's little ones. So why you, why in your family? I mean, there must be some kind of connection, a recognition, or perhaps, God forbid, somebody made an agreement to allow these things in, and they're not positive. They came out of the mirror. Ugh. All right, you guys, we're going to get to our next break. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on iHeartRadio, and Coast to Coast AM, Paranormal Podcast Network.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6
million. Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, iHeartRadio, and Coast to Coast AM, Paranormal Podcast Network. Ooh, you know, don't forget, you guys, go to HeidiHollis.com and also check out the Outlanders comic, which is on Instagram at the Outlanders comic, and all my social media at one Heidi Hollis. You know, I'm just sitting here thinking of this story that I just read here. This is just, it's wild and it's amazing at the same time. It's like we are in a magical world, guys. Absolutely magical. This person doesn't come off as trying to make a buck off of this, okay? If anything, they sound like they're struggling with the reality that something presented itself and they don't know what it is. And then other family members also are confessing to having seen it. I mean, it's crazy. And coming through a mirror? Think about that. Coming through a mirror. You know, there's been people who have been obsessed over doing magic with mirrors, right? To get on the other side. To reach in from the other side. I personally don't look at mirrors. Like, when I'm going to the bathroom at night, you know, I don't look at the mirror. Because I know that things can look back. And I just feel it. And I don't want to see what's there. Because I have had things look back at me. No thank you. No gracias. No bueno. Nope. I am not curious. There are so many people who are. And it's like, you're welcome to it. I am already in the know. I don't need to be told and shown any more than I already have to know that these things exist. But, you know, when you get something like this, about the size of a gnome, all black like a shadow, cat-like ears, hollow eyes, guys, solid black, sharp, jagged teeth, When he grinned, you can see them. So it grinned at her. Oh, okay. I got those chills that hit my thighs. I don't know why. Ugh. It just went down to my ankles. Just horrible. It grinned. So it knew it brought fear. Okay. This is not a positive creature. And some of the people I've talked to that have had these little creatures popping around, it's been in a severely, heavily haunted place. I didn't hear you talk about this being a haunted place here, Christina. So that's an interesting element right there. So, yeah, don't know what to tell you. It's really crazy, but there's some family line and they say, you know, sins of the father. Did somebody in the family agree to have these types of experiences? I don't know, but that is, that's a maybe, you know, that's a maybe. Why would this thing just happen to visit everybody in the family like that? That's three people. Not a coincidence. Something happened. There's a tie. And, you know, I think it's important to know, too. Like, sometimes people are like, well, how do we break that tie? What do we do? Well, there are things you can do. Blessing your space. Not welcoming it, you know. I can't imagine something jumping out of the bathroom mirror like that. And what do you do? What do you say? How do you react? What is the purpose of it? There's a connection. Shadow people, Hat Man, aliens, they run in families having these types of encounters. This thing is connected somehow. And you might not get that answer, how or why, and it's okay. You could just get rid of them. Put your ethereal foot down and bless your space. If it's evil, it won't come through, okay? And anything that's smiling jagged teeth with hollowed out eyes, I'm done. It's a wrap. Okay, I just had to put that last bit in there because eeks. Eeks, guys. That was horrific. All right. Okay, moving along. I am seeing, here's a little email. Oh, this comes from Chuck. Oh, this is so kind. Heidi is a good podcaster and good thoughts. I enjoy it. And puts a smiley face. Thank you, Chuck. That was really sweet of you. And, I got another small email. I grew up on this subject matter. K-E. Those are just the initials they put. I'm assuming they're talking about Shadow People Hat Man. I've been talking about this so long. Yeah, there's people that have grown up listening to me talk on Coast to Coast and igniting the world to look into them. You know, it's just, and better yet, prepare themselves and their family for when they're being met with these things, because there's a mission behind this. Let's put it that way. And it's not everything's been told yet. Not everything's been told. And, you know, there's a lot of material that I've put out there in regards to these creatures. And the warning was one part about them. But there is the remedy part. I've shared about that too. And there's also another part that's coming forward sooner than later. It's something else. That's all I could tell you. It's something else. And I don't mean to give riddles to people, but it has been knocking me for loops. And the loops are coming full circle. Let's put it that way. All right. So moving on. It's another small email. Okay. All right. This one says, I am covered up in shadow people, Hat Man, energy vampires. Okay. Those are people. interdimensional travelers and a variety of creatures. I don't know what they want. They showed up like an army at war in my home. Huh? My apartment is some kind of crossroads. I don't know what they want. Can you help me? And have these people move on? They've only recently become quite physical. Can you help me? And they say anonymous. Ooh, wow, that's a tall order right there. If you're having a whole slew of things that just started because you're in this apartment, you never had anything before, It may indeed be that there's a hot spot of activity going on there in your place. That's interesting. So your shadow people, okay, those can be attached to a place. Hat man, it can be attached to a place. Working together, this sounds kind of personal. Energy vampires. Okay, when you say energy vampires, I am thinking people, okay? But if you're saying something's kind of sucking your energy, shadow people and hat man could do that, all right? And then you put interdimensional travelers and a variety of creatures. Now, where and how shadow people and hat man could come in, they are kind of a portal of a sort that they can open. And if you're getting a whole slew of it, interdimensional travelers, I have seen things. Oh, okay. I just got a flashback of something. I've seen things poke their head out of a portal, I guess you could say. Like, it stuck its head around the corner and then jumped back. Ugh. And when I think about it, I mean, it was just always, it was a certain, I lived close to downtown Chicago, okay? And I was right near the former Sears Tower. They call it the Willis Tower. And there was just this one doorway to my bedroom. I didn't have anything in the bedroom, but just outside of it, I would see this odd energy, and it looked kind of like static, you know? And I'm like, and I would just catch it every so often. Like, it's my peripheral vision, because it's more sensitive to differences between light and dark. And then to see things kind of poke its head out and then jump out, I'm like, what on earth did I just see? Like, absolutely a portal. And I had friends over, and I'm like, do you see anything right there? I'm like, oh gosh, I don't want to look, Heidi. I'm like, no, really, there's something going on. And so, yeah, I believe that a place can have a lot of things going on. Now, it is not common, okay, anonymous person. And you're reaching out, and I see the desperation. I do. But it is not common to have all of these things going on. And it's interesting to me. You're saying it feels like an army at war in your home. I have experienced that as well to an extent where I would have balls of light being, you know, hitting shadows and stuff. And it sounds out of this world, crazy, right? It does. But sometimes we are the ones that are attracting and opening these portals. Little do we know. We are the portal or the walking, talking portal or something. And that happens to people. And that's how some people can, unfortunately, become possessed, get attachments, and everything else. So we're kind of like this open portal of you know, energy, like a tunnel to just suck it in or something. So it is not a good situation to have. So you have to know how to protect yourself and to block it off. And, you know, what worries me, too, it's like, because it is not typical. And if it's gotten to that point where these things see that you could see them, they might just follow you. In fact, I'm almost certain they would until you figure this out. I think what's important is to bless your space and do it with certainty, you know, like absolute authority to keep these things at bay and let them choose another portal. Who says they got to keep going to your apartment? That is not always acceptable. Some people find it amusing. Personally, I like to be able to sleep at night. I think I've shared here on this show before that I used to see a lot of things all the time. And I wasn't getting sleep. And I had school. I was in college. And I'm like, I cannot keep seeing and hearing things calling my name. And I put my foot down and I told these things, I don't care why you die. I don't care why you're here. That's not my business. I am done. I'm just done. And it's not going to happen. I'm not going to look into any of this. You know, just tell your friends Heidi's off limits. And you know what, you guys? It worked for a great percentage of the things that I've experienced. It really slowed things down. And it was such a relief, and I really didn't care. But you know what? It also slowed down the positive stuff. So I regretted that and haven't known how to exactly open that up again. But who knows? Maybe we will. All right, you guys, we're going to get to our next break. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6
million. Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Remember to check out and subscribe to this program because your support and your numbers are very important. And check out my main website again, HeidiHollis.com. Now, just before the break, I was reading off this short but very... very powerful email that this anonymous person sent over, essentially living in a portal. And my point is, I don't think you have to deal with that if you don't want to. I shared how I had to put my foot down. It's not fun in games like, ooh, I'm gonna get the lottery tickets or anything like that. I saw a headless woman and I was done. I'm like, no. Me no want to see that no more ever again. Things in my closet calling my name. And it's always that raspy, whispery voice. No. But the angelic beings. Oh my gosh, how wonderful. I love that. But I didn't know. When you close one door, they all close. So the good things slow down as well. And talking to one of my friends that's a psychic and says, you know, people think it's all roses, but there's a lot of spooky and scary stuff that comes with it too. And I'm like, yeah, you know, it's like you're kind of this open thing. And but I still do tend to get, I get more visions now, and I could be transported standing in a room, walking and talking, but that happens very rarely. Now it's more like in a dream sense. And, yeah, I just, hey, It's changed. It's more tolerable. I can sleep now. I'm good. But I never say I'm a psychic or something. I just feel like that is such a field of expertise, you know? And I think there's enough people who fake it. And I want to kind of have respect for that. I am not somebody to say, yeah, I could do that. Just tell me, but give me your hand or something. You know, if something comes to me, I have a dream or something or whatever it is, it's like a deja vu. How can you control deja vus? I don't know how to control that. There's some people who really know how to. And I give them all the credit for that. I personally don't know how to do that. So perhaps, if I ever got back what I used to, where things are walking through the room and I'm seeing it. Oh, man, that is not fun, guys. I don't know. I don't jump for much, okay? But imagine sitting there studying for your exams and a man appears at the end of the room and runs right through you. I mean, I threw my book up and jumped out of the way. Because I don't know where this man came from. He just ran through the room. That's what I was dealing with, you know? And that's just like, oh. So anyways, I'm going to carry on. I've got another email here. this one says, Dear Heidi, hey, what's going on? I was 17 to 18 years old living at home. I'm 55 years old now. I haven't told this story to anyone but my wife. Ooh, I like these ones. And then just a couple of months ago, I had a small bedroom with one window that I had open. It had a drape that went to the floor. I added the drape because it's the thing I looked at when I felt a slight breeze. I was looking at the drape and it didn't move. I thought that was odd. Then I felt a presence in my room almost immediately, and it was at first just a scary feeling, but quickly turned to an evil feeling. Ugh. I was lying face up with my eyes pinned to the ceiling, just paralyzed with fear. Whatever came into my room was standing over the top of me next to my bed. Ugh, icky, icky, icky. I got chills on my shoulders. Okay. I saw it with my peripheral vision. It was the form of a human. Shoulders and head with hands at the side that I couldn't see. Okay, this is sounding like Head and Shoulder Shadow People to me. Let me see. Ugh. My room was totally black, and the form was like a black void or silhouette you could see in the darkness. Oh, yes, this is it. It was blacker than the black of my room. This is how people always describe it. Do you hear these words? That is always how they describe it. It's like blacker than black, darker than dark. It stood there about just probably a few seconds, but it felt like forever. I was frozen in fear and felt like this thing wanted me and wanted control of me. Oh, man. It then just moved back away from the bed and disappeared. The room became calm. I knew it was gone. I will never forget it. Scott. Wow, Scott. Thank you. It's not often that I mention the Head and Shoulder Shadow creatures. And here goes that connecting theme that I get sometimes between the emails and the conversation. That was absolutely the Head and Shoulder Shadow beings. It you could see a head. You could see a head. Ugh, I got chills. And you'll see like the shoulders, and it kind of, you think it's a person, but there's no neck. And it'll look like, well, you see shoulders, so there must be hands just like connected to their body. But you don't see hands. You don't see feet. It's not a human shape, guys. It's not human. It never was. I call it shadow people. I don't know why I started calling it that, just that it helped to give this blanket like title for all of the things that were black and shape-shifting in my life back then. And this is absolutely them. And oh, it's even worse when you see their glowing red eyes and these head and shoulders shadow looking ones. If you want to see what it looks like, go to my website, shadowfolks.com or heidihollis.com, and you'll see exactly what they're talking about. And the eyes are slanted and they glow red. Like, why do they have to glow? Why do they have to have eyes at all? They are shadowy. And they are absent of light. Or darker than the dark, as people say, and as this person said. And that chilling feeling. Absolutely chilling. And getting paralyzed. I mean, this is a classic shadow people encounter. And it's like, it came, it got close, it observed, and absorbed, okay? Absolutely was taking some in of that fear that this Scott at 17, 18 years old was pushing out. It's like a sense, a pheromone, something that just drives them. And whether or not you give them enough of what they're looking for, or if you are the type of person that they're looking for, do they linger more? I think they do. I think they go to get their biscuits to sop up your fear with it. I mean, it's like serious stuff. So they get attracted to certain people. It came to check you out. Just roaming through the neighborhood. And that's what these things do, guys. When I said it's not just a possibility, it's a threat. They're methodically going through neighborhoods, checking us all out. And to know that they're connected to the more negative alien beings, that should send a chill. It's like oftentimes people that experience shadow people also experience aliens, okay? It's just a thing. And you should know that. It's horrifying. It's absolutely horrifying. So they came, they checked you out. They didn't find you tasty, Scott. That's awesome. Just the one time. And look, it stuck with him a whole lifetime. You guys, this is intense stuff. Very intense. And you just saw the minion of the Hat Man. But you knew it was real. And it's not something these people go around bragging and talking about it. He's told one person just a couple of months ago, his wife. And now he shared it. And it is really beneficial for people, Scott. So I am very grateful and thankful that you did this. And because it's very impactful. We are here to help each other and educate each other on these subjects and, you know, help each other out, truly. Because when your neighbor is suddenly dealing with something and, you know, acting strange, and you get to have that conversation with him, he's like, I think I saw something. And to be able to open up to the neighbor, say, me too, I've seen these things too. You're not alone. You're not crazy. You know, because guys would tend to turn inward and, you know, and not quite talk about what it is they've seen. My dad, oh my gosh, I grew up in a haunted house. My dad, you guys are crazy. After we were adults, he confessed he had the worst experiences of all of us. We were so disappointed. I'm like, Dad, how could you do that? He's like, well, if I was scared and told you, you wouldn't be able to hold it together. It's like, okay, all right, I gotcha. So, you know, we have to be there for each other. And Scott, I want to thank you so much for writing, and everybody else that took the time to write some really pleasant comments, even the short ones. It was fabulous. We come to the bottom of another fabulous program. I want to tell you guys, don't forget, you can write in your stories as well. You can come on the show to share your research. If there's a topic you want me to cover, if there's something in general you want me to answer, go to my main website, shadowfolks.com or heidihollis.com. If you see me on any of the social media, @1, put a regular #1 in front of Heidi Hollis, and tell me what's going on. Let's have a chat. And tell me the more details, the better, on the emails too, through the website. Because I'm telling you, it really helps to paint a picture, and it helps us all grow out there, okay? And you know, you guys, don't forget to subscribe to this channel, this show, and let me know what you think of it. Tell the network. Let's do this. All right, you guys. Man, don't forget, every Friday, we got a new show coming forward. You have been listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll see you next time. Stay safe, everybody. Goodbye.
Well, if you liked this edition of Dark Becomes Light, wait till you hear the next one. You've been listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.